Eternity is forever, but it becomes a whole different prospect when we breathe our last breath here on this earth. Then all of a sudden, eternity becomes a really serious business. And none of us knows when that's going to happen. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at your eternity from a different perspective. It's funny how things can happen in an instant. You get up in the morning, have a shower and breakfast, and perhaps hop into the car and go to work. Now, you never set out today to have a car accident, but somewhere along the road you travel every day, bang, your car collides with someone else's car, and in an instant, you're injured. Driving to hospital in the back of an ambulance in the emergency ward, and you lie there with the bright lights shining down, and the thought that's running through your mind is, man, it happens so quickly. Some amongst us, are going to die that way. I mean, I don't mean to scare you, but it's true. Others will be told by the doctor that we have months or weeks to live. But even someone who's sitting in the doctor's surgery being told they have cancer, and perhaps in their case there's nothing more the doctors can do, in an instant, they've been told their life's coming to an end. My father, he died of diabetes, and I remember the look on his face and the sound in his voice lying there in the hospital bed when he told me that his doctor had been to visit him that morning and said, "There's nothing more I can do for you." Maybe this isn't what you wanted to hear today, but you know something? There's a reason that Jesus kept telling his disciples to keep alert, because, well, it can happen so quickly. It's amazing how quickly our world can be turned upside down. Have a listen to this. Mark chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." And Jesus asked, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon the other. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will all this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There'll be earthquakes in various places, there'll be famines. This is but the beginnings of the birth pangs. As for yourselves, beware. For they will hand you over to councils, and you'll be beaten in synagogues, and you'll stand before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them. And the good news must first be proclaimed to all nations. When they bring you to trial and hand you over, don't worry beforehand about what you're going to say, but say whatever is given to you at the time, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved." See, his disciples were looking at this massive great temple in the middle of Jerusalem. It's huge. This sense it's going to be there forever. After all, it's God's temple. It's God's home on earth in our midst. And Jesus tells them the most horrific thing. Not one stone will be left on top of the other. And that's exactly what happened. In AD 70, the temple was destroyed. Then he tells them all these horrible things are going to happen. And the fact that people are going to come claiming to be him, don't believe them, he says. He goes on to list these things that are going to happen to Israel and to the disciples. In fact, all those things went on to happen. Do you see? The disciples were walking out of the temple that day with Jesus, secure and safe in the knowledge that the status quo, the temple, God, everything would be forever. But nothing on this earth is forever. Do you get it? Nothing here physical on this earth is forever. You see, it's so easy for us to go to sleep here at the wheel and live as though it's all going to be forever, this life we have here on earth. What a nonsense. What a delusion. Yet most people live their lives like that, as though this life, this house, this body, this car, this job, this world will be forever. My friend, that simply isn't true. Have a listen to what Jesus went on to say, Mark chapter 13, beginning verse 21. And if anyone says to you at the time, look, here is the Messiah, or look, there he is, don't believe him. False messiahs, false prophets will appear and produce signs and omens and lead astray, if possible, the elect. But be alert. I have already told you everything. But in these days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or that hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going on a journey when he leaves his home and puts his slaves in charge, each of them with his work, and he commands the doorkeeper to keep watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. Can't help but think that Jesus was ranting on about all this stuff, that some of his disciples at least must have thought he must have gone a bit mad, a bit potty. What do you mean the temple will be knocked down, the sun and the moon will stop shining, and the stars will fall out of the sky? Has he gone stark raving mad? Because that's our natural reaction when someone comes along and tells us the world as we know it is going to end. But Israel's world, as they knew it then, early in the first century AD, did come to an end. The temple was destroyed. The apostles were persecuted. My friend, I'm not some lunatic ranting on doomsday predictions. You and I both know that as sure as God made little green apples, one day your life and one day my life here on this earth, as we know it, is going to come to an end. And these things that Jesus said, listen again, verse 23, be alert. Verse 33, beware, keep alert. Verse 37, what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. I don't know you from Adam, and I don't know what's going on in your life, and I don't know how you're traveling towards your eternity. But let me ask you again, if you died tonight, would you be ready for eternity? Or have you fallen asleep at the wheel? Only you, as you search your heart of hearts, know the answer to that question. And if you're feeling a mite uncomfortable right now, then I implore you, do something about it. If you've never given your life over to Jesus Christ, do it today. Do it now. Just pray and ask for his forgiveness and accept the free gift of eternal life that Jesus purchased for you on that cross, and ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit and to be the Lord of your life. Go on. If you've never done that, do it now. Because tomorrow, who knows? That may be too late. And if you've already done that, but you know in your heart of hearts that you're not really living out your faith in Jesus, that one way or another, you've nodded off at the wheel, well, my friend, you've heard what Jesus said to you today. Wake up, turn back to him, and give your life over to him afresh, and ask him to fill you afresh with his Spirit today. Be alert. Beware. What I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. Today, I was just wondering if I could ask for your input, a bit of help, if you will, to guide me along the way. As you might imagine, we receive a lot of feedback to a different perspective from right around the world. And one of the most common things people say is, I wish you could teach more about subject X or whatever. So that got me to thinking, wouldn't it be great if we could be a bit more deliberate about that? Wouldn't it be great if I could get your input on the teaching topics that would really speak into your life? So could I ask you, when you have a moment, to head across to teachingtopics.org to have your say. It'll only take you a couple of minutes, and who knows how many other people right across the globe might be blessed by your God-inspired ideas. That web address again is teachingtopics.org. Just a few minutes of your time could have a powerful impact that ripples out into countless places that we can't even begin to imagine. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.